This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. All you need to know. Power Business, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. and Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on Power 98.7.
We shift gears right now and speak about labor-related matters as while government has managed to reach a ceasefire settlement agreement with the striking public sector unions to go back to the negotiating table, Nahau has expressed opposition to this improved offer of between 7 and 7.5% by the employer. The union and several others, including the Democratic Nursing Organization and Police Union PopCrew, have since March the 6th embarked on this protracted strike as they demanded a 10% salary increment. To give us more information about their opposition is Nehao spokesperson Lwazi Nkolosi. Lwazi, a pleasure to have you on the program this evening. Firstly, why are you rejecting this offer?
Good afternoon, good evening to your listeners. Firstly, as Nehao, we were embarked on a public service strike based on the 2022-2023 financial year dispute that we had declared. Now, with regards to this offer that the government has tabled for 2023-2024, as Nehao, we did not get any mandate from our members, and because the mandate our members gave us was that we should go and fight up until the bitter end for the implementation of the 2022-2023 demands that we had placed at the PSCBC. So it's on those bases that we were not mandated. We did not table any mandate. Our members never mandated us to embark on the 2023-2024 financial negotiations up until the dispute has been sorted out by government.
Now, you also make accusations that government is really misleading workers through both the initial and the improved offer, as it has decided to convert the current 1,000 Rand cash gratuity into the baseline, which meant that up to 4.2% of the offer was money that workers already were receiving. Tell us a bit more about these accusations that really government is misleading workers.
Look, government, what it did, firstly, it reneged on the last leg of 2021. Last leg of Resolution 1 of 2018, did not implement that. And then subsequently, we saw something that was quite strange, that the introduction of a gratuity, which was 1,000 Rand. And these workers have been getting that gratuity from 2020 up until today. Now, what government is doing is that they are converting that 1,000 Rand that workers have been getting all along into the salary baseline. You would recall that that 1,000 was not being taxed. It was not going to the pensionable salary. Now that 1,000 Rand is going into the pensionable salary. And that is going to be taxed, and it goes to the baseline. So that 1,000 Rand is equivalent to 4.5. And the only thing that government is bringing onto the table, the only new money is 2.8. Because they are also counting the pay progression that workers have been getting of 1.5. You can't count that as new money when workers have been getting that, and workers are still going to be getting that in the near future. So to say that it's 7.5%, it's actually misleading when government has actually offered workers something way below 3% in essence.
I'm sure you'd agree that there is a resounding sense that really the matter needs to be brought to finality. As Nehao, give us a sense of what your party's immediate priority is right now.
Look, our immediate priority is that, recall that there was a strike, we signed a settlement agreement. Part of the settlement agreement that we had signed on the 14th before government reneged on the 17th of March was to say, augment on what you had unilaterally implemented, which was the 3%. So augment, add on top of that. Once you can finalize that and conclude that, then we can speak about other issues that we are going to finalize. But at the moment, government is not willing to come on board. And government has actually reneged on a signed settlement agreement, which is something that is quite frustrating. And workers are not actually going to take that thing lying down. And the ball is on government's court to actually do the honorable thing and actually adhere to what the signed settlement agreement contains. That's all that we're asking for.
Now, in recent times, your union has also dragged government to the Labour Court, accusing it of withholding the entire salaries of workers and shop stewards who had been part of this particular strike. What's the latest there?
Look, we went to the Labour Court, and the Labour Court actually granted us that order that we were seeking to prohibit the Department of Health, the National Department of Health, and also other provincial departments of health, and also the DPSA with withdrawing, withholding salaries of public servants, which is something that goes against the Basic Employment against the Basic Employment Act, and we won that case, and the department, both departments were ordered to pay immediately the salaries that they withheld. And that's what they did last week, Friday, over the weekend. And we are monitoring the situation. But on that aspect, we won that case. The Labour Court agreed with us, saying that both departments have actually violated the clause that is contained within the settlement agreement.
Right.
So we are quite, so that's what we received that outcome on Friday, that the Labour Court granted us that what we were seeking, the order.
I'm sure you feel vindicated, but at the same time, when you look at the track record of the Health Department, it's been accused of having been the biggest culprit in docking the entire salaries of shop stewards and health workers. I mean, you think about the Eastern Cape, the Northwest, and Limpopo, and at its national office, where several employees did not receive their salaries for the month of March and on the 15th of March.
Look, we were not shocked. We were expecting it, because if you recall, during in the middle of the strike, the Minister of Health embarked on a drive of actually intimidating workers by saying that the principle of no work, no pay applies, and workers are going to feel the wrath of the department. And that we were expecting that, and hence we prepared on our side, because there were indications with how the minister had been alluding to the issue of no work, no pay, instead of fixing the critical issues that are confronting the health department. They went on this process of withholding salaries of staff and our members, which is something that is quite absurd. You can't withhold salaries of employees that have worked a whole month, even pre the strike commenced. So what they were thinking, we do not know. And we find that quite bizarre. And we're vindicated by the Labour Court judgment that came out on Friday.
But of course, there are organizations that have accepted the offer. I mean, I look at comments made by the PSA and their acting deputy director, Ruben Maleka, having said that the union and others have accepted this 7.5% offer and viewed it as an improvement from last year's 3%. But he also had warnings, saying that if you look at this offer in a short-sighted way, you might think it is a loss. But I'm sure these are remarks that Nehao wouldn't agree with.
Look, we are not going to be entertaining that those remarks, because we are quite clear, as now, that this offer is actually taking back workers. It's reversing the gains of workers. Actually, workers are going to be far worse off with regards to this offer. And as such, we do not agree with the insinuations that this offer is far better off to workers. In fact, majority of the workers are going to actually see that this thing is not actually an offer at all. It's actually taking them back. It's far worse than what government had implemented last year. And we cannot be in a position to say that this is a good offer when we are fighting still on the issue of 2022, which was worse off.
Yeah.
And also this offer, in fact, is going to make it far worse. In fact, this offer is even way below the CPI currently at the moment. So how then do you say this is a good offer that the government is offering workers?
Power people, remember, you can also give us your thoughts around this move by Nahau really rejecting the proposed offer. Speaking to us there was Nahau spokesperson Lwazin Kolosi.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.